May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable unto you, our great God and our Redeemer. Amen. It is such a delight to see many of us in today's service, and especially to see David in service today. It's such a great delight for many of us who have had fantastic, wonderful summer holidays. And it is nice to be back again to St. John's. In July, Favour, myself, and the children, we took a week away in Edinburgh. And we did several things, which time will not permit me to report, like Megan did earlier on. But one of the things we did, which I totally, you know, was interested in, and the kids also, the children also enjoyed, was visiting the zoo. And for some reasons, I'm just a fan of, you know, seeing lions. Like to see lion. And they also wanted to see the lion, they wanted to see different things. But unfortunately, when we got to where the lion is, the lion was deep asleep. And for others, you know, who were in the zoo that day, they said, oh, this is a lazy lion. Why would the lion be sleeping in the afternoon? Today, we are considering gentleness as a fruit of the Spirit. Even though the lion was sleeping, as it were, you know that you don't play with lions. You don't dare do that. The world we live in is becoming increasingly violent. Terrorism inspired by religion and political ideologies is becoming increasingly part of modern life. The streets of many cities are not safe, especially at night. Everywhere in the world, people long for peace, they long for security. Government and institutions are investing so much to securing their borders, securing their cities, and securing homes and lives. The police are doing so much, coming up with new initiatives. But it does appear that the more these new initiatives are designed, the more there are other counter practices. Why are people so angry? We see anger. Why is there so much aggression, ranging from domestic violence to civil war and international wars? There is indeed, and of course we can see that this is indeed a sickness of the heart, a sickness of the soul that needs to be treated at the root cause. Number 8 in the list of the fruit of the Holy Spirit is gentleness. And gentleness, for short, is power under control. Just like the lion we saw at the zoo was under control. We could see, we could take pictures of tiger, and the tigers were just jumping around. But you dare not play with tiger, but you could afford to have fun with the tiger at the zoo, because the powers of the tiger are under control. Gentleness is illustrated with a picture of a horse that has been tamed. Was it in June or July? I was in Lanark to be part of the Laminas. I usually like the horse parade. And horses, unless they are tamed, are not the easiest of animals to play around with. Gentleness, therefore, means a powerful animal with its power completely under control. We can also relate this to water. When water is out of control, it will lead to flooding. And that, of course, will destroy lives and property. But when power or when water is well controlled, it could be a source of energy for power supply. Again, we can also compare this to when you sip your wine, the way the wine, even when you've closed your teeth, but when you sip the wine, gently, the wine passes through. I don't know where it passes through, but at the end of the day, the wine finds its way into your tummy. Gentleness. Again, we can also see this. I've heard someone say, I like the way Sandy carries the Bible and the way he closes it at the end of the service and the way he moves the ribbon back and he gently walks down this place. Again, we can also see it during the communion, the way the elders will carry the elements. Gentleness is power under control. It is anger under control. It is a character that people in the world are always looking out for in our lives, especially when we are angry, when we are provoked. We see the example of gentleness in the person of our God, the way he tenderly cares for his children, the way he guides his children, like we sang earlier on. We also see this gentleness of our God in the life of Jesus Christ. And the Bible says in Matthew chapter 11, verse 29, that he was gentle and humble in heart. He was gentle and humble in heart. He entered Jerusalem in gentleness and lowliness. And by the Spirit of our God, he is able to cultivate the same character in us in the face of hostility that surrounds us in our workplaces, at home, and sometimes even in the church as well. Apostle Paul admonishes believers to clothe themselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Relationships are a blessing, and I'm sure many of us can testify to this. We need people around us, we need families, we need friends. But no matter how cordial, loving, and pleasant they can be, there comes a time when we encounter stress and conflict. In such times, we are called to be gentle and meek, and we must seek to express love. The fruit of gentleness must be seen in our attitude, in our behavior, and in our conversation, especially when things don't go the way we want them to. When we are not having our way in conversation, we should give room to the manifestation of the fruit of gentleness. This can only happen if we are letting the Spirit lead in our lives. Gentleness comes from a life committed to living as Christ would and being under the constant control of the Spirit of God. Gentle people have been transformed by the message of God's grace, and that is very symbolic. This fruit of gentleness, we can say, is countercultural. It is not what people readily expect you to do. It is not being naive. It is not being out of date. It is simply a life that is absolutely controlled by the working of God's Spirit. And we do this because we have received the message of God's grace. And all we do is that we delight in showing the grace of God to others around us. The communion that is set before us again points us to this gracious, loving kindness of our God, who cares for us, who sustains his creation, who is absolutely in control of his world. It reminds us of the flesh of our Lord Jesus that was torn on the cross and his blood that was shed for our sake. And so as we come to the Lord's table, we do not come as people who are able. We come with absolute dependence on our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.